Hey guys, and welcome back to this brand new podcast called The Workaholics. I'm at Max11. You can call me Max though. And I got my other co-host with me today. Say hi.
I'm Mariah. We're going through it.
I'm not gonna, this is gonna be great. Oh well. Right? You might not be able to hear us sometimes, but you might be able to hear us other times. Either way, just know we're laughing 50% of the time. So
we are loving life. I'm Natalia. These two call me Nat. So
there you go. Yeah, she's Nat for sure. And I, yeah.
I mean, let's we're here now. It. I mean, we're in the thick of it.
Let's get in.
Okay.
I'm so excited, guys. I really appreciate you guys getting together and getting this shit going. The basis of this whole podcast is we all met each other through work, and we did not know each other. I went to school with Max actually, and I did not know he existed. And so it's kind of crazy. Nat went to a completely different school than all of us. And so it's kind of fun how we just get together and just have the absolute blast. Our boss hates putting us together, but loves it at the same time because we hold that ship together.
We own it.
We really do own it. And so we just, with working together, we've had so many stories and so many good memories. And we want to just share that and just be able to share that with you guys. And so that's the whole pretty much basis of this podcast. And it's nothing crazy. We're here for shits and gigs. There's going to be swearing. There's going to be crying. There's going to be literally everything that you probably... I could probably...
Roller coaster.
Okay, 50% of this is going to be me screaming at Max for some reason. Just as a heads up. Like,
just so you guys know, this relationship, how this works, is me and Riot, we are so mean to Max, but it's okay. We don't mean it.
That's what they say. Anyway.
Sometimes I mean it.
So I kind of want to just kick it off real fast. Like, I feel like people's first question are going to be like, why did we name ourselves the Workaholics? Is anyone want to answer that? Because I don't even remember. Like, that was so long ago. I don't even remember why we named it the Workaholics.
So it was actually just the group chat. We wanted a group chat between all of each other. Like, and mind you, my grammar is awful. So, you know, if I can't say shit right, you got to deal with it. Anyways, but I remember I made the group chat and we called it the Workaholics because we're the only ones that are busting our ass at work. But like, we make it the best place ever and we'll call it how it is. And it's great. And like, look at our boss. Like, she literally just praises us. And if we quit, that whole thing is going down, you know?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. If one of us quits, we're all leaving too. So it'll be interesting.
Max flat out told her, like, if I quit, they're quitting too.
Oh, I said it. I said it to her. I was like, just, you know, if I quit, they're probably coming with me. She goes, honestly, good on you guys. And I'm like,
yeah.
Sticking together. She loves what she's created. She even told me yesterday, she goes, you know, you guys, you know when to play around. Like, you guys get your work done, but like, you guys can just have fun when you want to. I was like, yep, that perfectly describes it.
Really does. We have a good time. And then when the big boss shows up, then we're all like pristine Mormon children. Like,
I love that. We need that quoted, pristine Mormon children. That's it right there.
Absolutely.
The title of the podcast. First episode.
Pristine Mormon children. Yes. Not pilot, not the beginning, but bet. That is the name. Children. That is the name. Good. I don't have a notepad.
I do.
Good stuff. Mariah's our organizer. Listen, this whole podcast idea, I don't even know where it came from. I'm glad we're doing this now, right? This is kind of crazy still to me.
It is insane. So we're like all from like a small, like pretty small secluded town, I feel like. And so it's going to be odd. It's going to be an adjustment for sure. But we're just here to just tell our stories, just have a good time, just chatting about it. And like, to be able to go back and look at these, like, later on, I'm never going to show my kids these. I already...
Oh, my kids, my
they're
kids.
Gonna, they're
no,
going
no,
they to find that, and they're going to be like, oh, shit, that's my mother right there.
We're gonna
all I'm gonna tell my kids is like, you know what, your mom's so cool, she had a podcast in college, and that's it. Like, no names, no nothing. You're not getting any information.
Nothing. You gotta figure it out yourselves.
Yeah. If they're like, if they're 100%. Anything like me, they're gonna 100% find out. Like, it's gonna be it's gonna be interesting for sure.
Especially with my all right, let me give you guys a little bit of background on me. I've probably promoted this on my channel. I have been YouTubing for, what do we have, 4 years? Almost coming up on 5 years now. I've been streaming for 2 years. I know the content grind. I know what it is. And so I kind of understand the podcasting. I always kind of wanted to start a podcast, but I never really had anyone to start it with. And then this kind of came up and I was like, well, why not? Let's run the workaholics up. Like, why not?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I've always been like a pretty down... I don't know. Down to earth is not the word that I need to use.
Pristine Mormon child. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. To give the basis, we're based from Utah, so that gives it so much more of like a little like...
Which is why it's hilarious.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyways, then it has to be with the right people of who I can really just sit and chat with. And for us to have this dynamic so quickly, I haven't even known you guys a year yet. Isn't that
crazy?
That's
so wild. I haven't even thought about that.
Like next month, May, roughly. So it's March right now. So yeah, I started the very beginning of May is when I met you guys. So I haven't even known you guys for a full year. And you guys know me more than probably like half of my friends from high school. You know,
that's so wild.
Yeah, it's crazy the dynamic, how fast we all like got so close.
It's pristine, okay? It's pristine. Let's just put it that way.
That's our word of the day.
Word of the day. Word of the day. Anyway,
insert mouth.
That was great.
I don't know, editor. Oh, I'm the editor. That's awkward. Anyway, now we're not gonna have a story of us every single day because we've only been together for a year. So our kind of idea of this podcast was, as Mariah said earlier, we got stories to tell, clearly, and they're all hilarious, they're all great, but we'll also be bringing
in there, don't worry.
I don't know
if you want to be depressed. Oh, just don't worry, the depressing episodes will come. Anyways,
if we don't have stories to tell, we're always going to bring a topic to the table, whether it's one time it's a game show, to another it's just some random news on the internet that we thought is hilarious, and we're bringing it to the table. Yep. So
we might have guest stars.
We might have guest stars. I forgot to say that. I'm not sure.
I have so many lineup for you guys. It's going to be so good. Top tiers. The stories that we're going to tell, and you're going to actually like hear the people in these stories, and maybe we'll touch back on like some stories, like if you guys really want to hear like in depth of their perspective or anything, because it's crazy. I'm excited.
I think
also, sorry, viewer discretion, we say crazy a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. And I swear a lot. And
discretion, Mariah, that's her thing.
That's her catchphrase.
Let her swear.
That's crazy.
You let her do her thing.
Yeah, if you don't like swearing, I'm sorry, man, but I'm not gonna change myself for you.
we'll just cut her out of the podcast next episode. Anyway,
editor can bleeper. We're good.
A bleeper.
Oh my god, good luck, Max. You're gonna have so much shit. Nat, let's hear more about you. Like, what? Okay, let's back up. So we all met each other from work, okay? Nat,
okay.
You, yeah, I feel like, there was one of the first.
Because, okay, so, no, Max was working there before me. So, so me and, even though I worked there, like, for a long time, me and Max never worked together. We barely ever saw each other. So he was in high school, and he would come in later in the day when I had already left, and sometimes he'd come in to get like a sandwich or something, and I didn't even like register that he was there. I was like, whatever, kid's coming to get a sandwich.
Kids coming to get a sandwich.
But I think really the whole thing started like when you came along, and then we all just kind of got together. It was like Mariah really brought us together. But I would say I'm definitely the introvert of the group. And so these two really get me out of my shell.
Oh, absolutely. No, when we invite you, like when I invite you to all my shit that I have going on in my life, which is crazy. My life is fucking insane. But when we like invited you to like my birthday, which we'll talk about, I was not
in detail, but yes.
Ooh, no, full details. Unfiltered, man. We'll get into that in a little bit, but no, when we invited you there, when I invited both of you guys, I was nervous you were going to be very to yourself, down to earth, but with the dynamic that I had there, the people that were there, it was good. We had a good time. Wild
how that all worked out. Yeah. That was wild. That was one of my best nights I've ever had in my life. Long story
good.
Short.
Good. That's always the goal. Really fun. I always try to make eventful things happen.
Yeah, like it's just you two. I don't know what it is about you two, but you two just like create a comfortable environment for me to just be myself. Like I don't have to be like afraid of anything. And I don't know why, but for some reason, that's how it is.
Good shit. No, I agree. I feel like our dynamic that we have here, like it really brings our DNA.
You were about to say that's not me. Our DNA really just brings us together, okay, guys?
Our DNA, we're all siblings. We're not.
No, no thanks. Anyway,
we have the sibling dynamic, though. We have the fighting dynamic. That is the best way to describe us, because we're fucking assholes to each other. But
we are, honestly. And like, we do act like the older sisters all the time. Especially to the can't get his crap together.
I can't get my crap together. That's crazy, but valid.
Bro, anyway. I'm Mommy Raya for a reason. I have a hoodie to say it and everything.
Yep.
I've been called Mommy Raya for literally since junior year of high school, and it's stuck, you know. And I've accepted that, and I'm very proud to wear that name.
We all kind of have our own job in this group, right? We got the mom, we got the younger brother who just does not grow up, right? That's me.
Taller than all of us.
Taller than, it's always taller. Yes, of course. I am a staggering 7 feet tall, so anyway.
Bullshit.
Giraffe boy over here.
This bitch thinks he's all that. No, absolutely not.
Oh, that's the whole dynamic, is we keep him humble, so.
That's true. Amen 100%. To that, honestly.
Yeah.
I think we all keep each other humble.
Amen.
I mean, I feel humbled after talking to you guys sometimes. I need that though. Oh. I'm an interesting person, to say the least.
It's okay. We'll have many stories to show.
The emotions are running.
Oh yeah. Literally, college be crazy, and the emotions that come from it, like these are the times that we all need to party it up, like have the best time of our lives, and we are really doing it. And we're also going through the shittiest times of our lives. It's not always gonna be like perfect, but
this podcast is here to help those out there in need of a
we are going through the same
of a time.
See?
That's all it is. Yes, we're leaving that in there. We're not just...
No, we're not. I literally almost dropped the computer on the floor.
Moaned? Or what? Like, what do we even classify that? Like, is that a... Oh, anyway.
No, I'm just ignore it. Okay, keep going.
So, Max, how did you really start?
So, I kind of started... This is...
Tip your waitresses.
Tip your waitresses and waiters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They work their asses off. Mm-hmm. And they don't get that much credit for it. So, on to you, Max.
I kind of started, it's almost 2.5 years. I think we're getting close to 3 years. I think we are getting closer to 3 years than I think. It's definitely, this summer would be 3 years. I've worked there the second longest now, besides from Angel, which he's got stories, man. We got stories on him for days. That's a character.
He has been at that restaurant since before it was the restaurant it is now. he was working there back when I was a kid. Like, I've known that man since I was in second grade. And he's legendary for sure.
The stories mm-hmm. we'll tell about the legendary angel will go on forever. I've been Absolutely. Working there for close to 3 years now. I kind of started because I didn't have a job, and I was like, well, I moved here. So I was like, well, let's just get a job. So I got a job originally as cook. Then I got kicked up to the front for a year. And then they were like, listen, you got some skills. And I'm like, really? And they're like, so let's put you back. And now I've been cook for the last year and a half. But I've kind of started all this. I mean, I've seen people come and go. And then now we got the group together. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, we had to make sure we were all staying before we...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I started back... It's about to be a year. Like I said, about May-ish is when I started last year. And I came back from college, which I'm doing down south. And I needed just a job. I'm broke as hell. I am the definition of a broke college student. And living on your own and shit is so much.
I understand
Anyways,
that.
Yeah, I just see the posting and I knew... the owner's daughter, or like our boss's daughter, anyways. So she kind of hooked me up and they hired me on the spot. And now I'm pretty sure when I went and picked up my application, I'm pretty sure you were the one that was working, right?
I was the one that took your application, and I was like, it was me and Austin. And she walked in and she walked out, and Austin turns to me and she goes, she is so pretty. And I was like, I know.
Thank you.
You were on the ends before you left on day one. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just that good, guys.
You're that person. You might be that person.
Well, I had done a photo shoot with her daughter actually that day. So I was like in a dress. I had my makeup done. Like, I don't ever do my makeup. I do mascara and call it a day. So I had the full get up. Like, it's on my Instagram right now. Of like my blue dress. And we just went out to where it's called Tent City. It's where the hobos actually live in our county that we live in. And it was kind of sketch, so we had to be fast and quick with these pictures. But yeah, I was pretty sure that you were the one that was working. And she called me in to do my interview that day, I think. And I got the job. I was working like the next day or something like that. I was like, okay, good shit. I'm here for it. And then it kind of was like how it started. I'm pretty sure I worked with Lizzle, her daughter, and Max for the first morning.
That was a team. That's still a team right there.
That's a good team. I won't lie. And we'll have to have her on the pod at some point.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. I think we'll have the majority of our coworkers that are still there.
You know what? If you are listening and you work with us or something like that, don't take it personal. This is how we truly feel about you. We just don't say it to your face sometimes.
Yeah. One thing to note about us is we are all over the place. I do apologize. We just jump from subject to subject so fast.
Absolutely.
But, true. I can't remember what we were talking about before. Oh, Mariah coming in. Yeah, I do. Because we work together. I would come in the morning and then you would come in like mid-shift and we'd work together a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was getting like taught everything. Even though you literally hate teaching people how to work. So I think that's
I
so
didn't
funny.
Mind you because you were actually competent. It was just like some of the other coworkers that I was like,
Blur names, blur names, blur names. Anyway.
I didn't Anyways, say any names. We all know who I'm talking about.
We know who she's talking about. That's all that matters.
Although, okay, also, disclaimer, Mariah will be exposing us quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't sugarcoat.
We deny all things. Yeah. So.
Mariah knows more about, because this is the thing, is, like, Mariah knows more about, like, me and Max individually than, like, me and Max know about each other. So, Mariah knows, like, all the tea.
So true. It's so true.
I love knowing things, man. You just gotta ask.
That's true.
Love knowing things. Why'd you say it like that? It's a little creepy.
Oh, my bad.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. Let's talk like let's get into like our personal though. Max, you got a girlfriend. I'm the reason for it.
That's true. That is true. That's also accounted to that story of the caffeine high, but I don't want to get into that. Yes, I have been dating her for, what are we at? We're getting close to 4 months now. Of course, for the sake of her, I won't be bringing a lot up just because personal life's like, I get her side. And also, it's technically still a fresh relationship, so it's definitely going to be kept on the DL until, unless I get engaged, then I'll be talking up a storm. But yeah, Nat, how's your love life going?
You always deflect onto me. Like, if you don't want to talk about it, you're like, Nat.
how's your love life going? How's your pristine Mormon boy doing?
Oh, Mormon boy has been getting on my nerves, and so I'm dropping him. So that's
fair. That's okay.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time on a man that's just gonna be meh. You know, you deserve the best.
No, seriously.
I think everybody does.
I can't deal with him not meeting my standards anymore, so we're done.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
What about you, Mariah? What about you? Let's talk to you real fast. We'll talk about it for days, so.
I know. You will get so annoyed with me talking about it. I won't lie. I love this man so much. We are actually engaged. We have been engaged since the beginning of December, which is crazy because it's like, mid-March right now? And I haven't planned a single thing for my wedding. And it's just, I'm like, you know what? I'm living life right now. Dealing with college on top of work, on top of like financials, everything, it's just a lot. So we're taking it day by day. But yeah, I'm engaged. We've been together for over a year now. And yes, if you're listening from somewhere else, I understand. Being together for a year and then being engaged is crazy for some people. And I don't want the judgment. And if you want to judge, you know what? I'm ready to clap back. I'm not afraid. I think we need to normalize bullying again. I think all these damn snowflakes of children. No, like in school and shit. No, I'm done dealing with like children that think that they can get catered to and everything is going to be okay and everybody will like you. No, nobody will. Most of the people in your life will probably hate you in the end of it. And yeah, you'll probably have those ones that stick, which obviously this is a podcast showing that friendships stick. But like, the kids nowadays, they literally, you say one goddamn word wrong, and all hell breaks loose. Hell no.
No.
Like, I'm ready to make
reality check. Get into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Coming from the person that's literally going into art education is going to be teaching these future scholars. That is my take on the subject of bullying should be normalized.
Now, don't take that out of context, guys. We're specifically
don't
bullying
be mean for
snowflakes.
Fun.
Yeah, no, yeah, not for
only for your friends. Only bully your friends for fun.
Only for your friends.
Exactly. I just stabbed myself.
Don't just go around saying new stuff. Okay.
Let me preface that because I was bullied all throughout like my childhood, and it shows obviously. There's a lot of trauma that comes from it. But moving on, anyways, ever since I was in like kindergarten and shit, I have so many stories, but I was bullied so much, and it did good for me in the long run because like I can get shit. Like, I could take shit, but, like, I can also give it as well. Don't take that out of context, but that's, like...
No, I get where you're coming from. Like, you're learning from your experiences here, because, like, you can't change what happened to you, so you're going to have to learn from it.
Exactly. But I mean, that's why it's our past experiences, especially your friends, make up who you are now, and there goes Nat. Where did Nat go? Nat is gone. Nat is now gone. Where did she go? She's gone. What?
I lost it. I don't know what happened there. Are we still recording?
Yes, we're still recording.
What? I don't know why. All of a sudden, just like jumped out.
Hey, we're deaf. We are definitely having back. That. And she's back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, who your friends are right now and your past experiences will make up who you are. So it's really important who your friends are. It's really important how you take these experiences and how you kind of just you move on, which is kind of big.
I agree. Like, with no matter what age you are, whoever is listening, like, don't, like, everybody comes into your life with a purpose, whether it's, I've heard this saying, and I'm gonna butcher this, but it's the saying of whether a person is coming in for a season, or, like, just, like, a quarter of your life, or something on the lines of that. Like I said, I'm gonna butcher it, but it's pretty much just, like, you have your certain chapters of your life, and one person might be there for just the opening, like, introduction, and that's it. But I feel like no matter what, it's they tend to, like, put an aspect and a core moment of your life, of whether it's a learning, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether whatever the case may be, everybody has a purpose. And timing is everything, I feel like.
It's yeah. true. Yeah. I'm sure we'll have our philosophical episodes in the future, because I think those are so much fun. And I think, let's be honest, the amount of topics we're going to cover are going to be unholy. Pristine, some might say. But.
You would say pristine.
I would say pristine.
I was laughing, I promise.
Cool.
I'm excited for this podcast. I think we got a lot things to uncover. I mean, with the fact that we can just go on random tangents, it's gonna be interesting for the viewers. Yeah. I'm hoping that this is gonna be entertaining for you guys. Like, I don't even know what the hell this
whether it's a topic to an ADHD conversation, you'll never know.
And we all have a little bit of ADHD, absolutely. So that's what really makes the pot stir.
Which is why it's even better.
Yes.
My ADHD is so bad, guys.
Take your
meds. No, I stopped taking my meds.
Take your meds.
No, they told me to stop taking them. Doctor approved of me stop taking them. If you have doctor like prescriptions that you need to be taking, do them correctly. Don't do good for yourself, you know. But me, I just that's a good quote. Do good for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I love that.
Cool. Workaholics. Workaholics. Cool. I'm glad we're doing this. Whether this comes out weekly or bi-weekly, you'll never know unless you check. So hit that follow button on the Spotify playlist.
Follow us on Instagram as well.
Instagram too. It's the
Workaholic. We will be posting updates.
On Instagram. It's true. Yes, we'll be posting random stuff. Don't worry.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. It's been great talking to you. I think our first episode has done very well, honestly, and I can't wait to get into this. I hope it was entertaining for you guys. My name is Mariah.
I'm Nat, and we will see you soon. Max?
I'm MX11. From pristine Mormon children to our own intros and ADHD talks, this is the Workaholic saying good night.